You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome, listeners! If you followed this roller coaster adventure this far, then you must know how much is riding on what is about to happen. Avatar the Musical has, somehow, successfully evaded detection by James Cameron and is set to open at the Mark Hellinger Theater tonight, co-produced by sworn enemies Cheryl Phillips and Steve Jones. This is the very first performance of Avatar, as previews were canceled due to voiceless diva Emma Olivia. The pressure tonight is crushing. It's make or break. In fact, I may need to excuse myself to do some breathing exercises to stay calm. Okay, here's where we are. Married writers Kay and Bobby are still writers, but may not be married for long, given the dramatic toll this show and Bobby's ex Thomas has taken on them. And where is Thomas? Gone, when it was clear Bobby wasn't interested in rekindling their long-ago romance. In the meantime, director-choreographer Zoe Taylor is steering the entire enterprise magnificently, re-envisioning the biggest blue blockbuster in motion picture history in shades of yellow and black, with stalwart support from her adorable science consultant virtuoso, Andrew Barthelman! That Andrew. All the while, Bill Berlone is wrangling banshees, and star-to-be Stavros, who appeared out of nowhere like the great god Neptune himself, all flowing hair and rippling abs, oh my god, is about to make his Broadway debut. And star Emma Olivia is, well, why ruin the surprise? Here we go.
It's the day of the show, y'all. Do you think anyone at Avatar has said that yet? LOL. I'm wearing Prada, I'm standing in Blahnik, and I own none of it. Red carpet ready and ready to watch a train wreck. I mean, a slow-moving car crash. I mean, the show. Hashtag looking fabulous as usual.
Hey, it's Julie James.
Join me.
Hey, this is Matt Britton from Broadway.
It's Paul Antor from Broadway.com.
It's David Gordon for Theater.
Hey, I
am Frank Tolella, and we're here at the epic opening night of Avatar, the musical. First performance ever. I've never seen anything like it, folks. Tonight's festivities are leaving P.T. Barnum in the dust. Times Square has been transformed into an intergalactic fantasy land. They've gone all Navi. And it's thrilling. Oh, there's Jordan Roth, president of Jujamson Theaters. You look incredible, Jordan. You've outdone yourself. A vision in yellow and black. Bravo. Oh, and there are Avatar producers Cheryl Phillips and Steve Jones. It's their night. Cheryl, Steve, come over here.
Hi, Frank. Wonderful to see you.
Looking good, Frank.
Thanks, Steve. Hi, Cheryl. Congratulations on tonight. What an extravaganza. I haven't seen such a star-studded opening night since Meryl did that Actors Fund benefit concert of Funny Girl. But as we all know, an Emma Olivia opening night is a big deal. Tell me, are the rumors true that she's more talk-singing through this one?
What do you mean, Frank?
Cheryl, come on. You canceled previews because she couldn't even speak. Is it more of an acting performance from Broadway's favorite Beltress?
She's 100% now, Frank. Not to worry. We took the bold step of foregoing preview so that Emma Olivia could return to full voice.
Prepare for the roof to blow off the Hellinger, Frank.
So brave. No previews. Wow. That's never been done before. You and Steve sure set the bar for stunning, gutsy producing. Clearly you have massive confidence in this production. I'm in serious awe.
Yes, well, have you seen our flying banshees, Frank? Banshee! Get over here!
Whoa. Oh my god!
We're not messing around here, Frank. Our audience is transported to Pandora as soon as they're within two blocks of the theater. Of course, this is our first night of banshee flying, so there may be a few kinks.
For the record, I had nothing to do with those flying banshee. My only interaction with this idea is to make sure we had sufficient insurance in place.
Smart producing, Cheryl.
I mean, look around, Frank. It's Pandora. It's Pandora. People are getting in the mood. Oh, look at that kid. Look at that kid. He's screaming, but he's having a great time. Oh, I love it.
Oh, there's Banshee Wrangler Bill Berlone. Let's see if we can grab him for a moment. Bill, join us.
Sorry, Frank. I gotta get backstage and... Oh no, one of the Banshees just took off with Michael Rito!
Ha! I wonder if that was intentional. Why didn't we all think of that long ago? With mere moments to go before curtain, I bet the drama inside the theater is just as dramatic and exciting as it is outside of the theater.
Hey, Deb.
Hey, I just want to say break a leg. Are you still backstage?
Yep, I'm taking a seat in a sec.
Good. Well, I just wanted to catch you before the curtain and let you know I am so damn proud of you.
Oh, thanks, Deb. I appreciate that. It's almost over. That's what I'm focused on, the end of all this. That's something to celebrate for sure. I'm counting down the seconds.
Well, your work is excellent. You rose to the occasion, and you killed it, in spite of everything. Just please try to enjoy tonight. I mean, you should really feel great.
Great? Well, that word doesn't quite capture my emotions.
Well, I'm always here for you, Kay. You know that.
I know. Just keep Bobby away from me at the party. Okay, I don't have the bandwidth to deal with him now. And hey, I really appreciate your letting me stay with you.
Well, whatever you need. Always. Ooh, well, I better take my seat.
Okay, yeah, go. Me too. Love you, Deb.
Love you, Kay.
Does anyone have eyes on Emma Olivia?
No, not lately.
She's not in her dressing room. Just checked.
I saw her standing on the trampoline about an hour ago.
Did she say she was going somewhere?
Given her vocal rest orders, we didn't chat. I just wished her a good show. She threw her latte at me. Nothing unusual.
I wanted to check on her. She wasn't quite show ready yesterday. Has she warmed up? Our production manager said she was talking nonstop, and I haven't actually heard her sing full out.
Oh, she better hit the rafters tonight, or she sung her last note. Ever.
Okay, it's 15 minutes till curtain. Let's find our star, everyone.
The show's star, MIA, just moments before curtain? Ha! I just love opening night. The drama behind the curtain is always so juicy. Wait, what's this? A super stretch black and yellow limo pulling right up to the red carpet outside the theater? Everyone is already inside, and every celeb on my advance sheet has already walked the carpet. Who could this be? Surprise guest? Let's swoop down like a banshee and take a look.
Do you think it's gonna be in 3D, like the movie?
He's my favorite. Oh, please be my...
Is that
Emma? Oh, wow. Is that? It's really
Olivia. Emma Olivia? What? Well, well, well. This makes absolutely no sense.
Hello, adoring fans. Yes, yes, hi. Yes, here I am. Emma Olivia, live and in person. I know. Just for you. And you.
Emma Olivia, how about a few minutes for Broadway Names with Julie James?
Certainly, Julie.
What an honor to speak with you just, minutes before you're supposed to appear on stage in Avatar.
Oh, I just couldn't disappoint the fans.
I'm not sure I've ever had the pleasure of speaking with a star on the red carpet seconds before the show starts. What a wonderful surprise.
I know. It is, right?
And I love your gown.
Why, thank you, Julie. 1,500 obsessive fans got together to bead this Prada chiffon ode to Pandora ensemble for me. I'm so loved. It's just, like, overwhelming sometimes.
It's stunning.
I know. And wait till you see what I have for the opening night party at the Met.
Well, it is your night, Emma Olivia.
Yes, it is, Julie. And I say this with all humility. I am the star. I mean, this whole show rests on my shoulders, and I will not buckle under the weight. I mean, I do too much Pilates to have a core that can't handle this, right? And I've done too many cleanses to not stomach what I need to do. Julie, no, I don't take stardom lightly. Mm-mm. No, this is a responsibility. And at times, you know, it's a burden to deal with all that love and admiration constantly raining down on me. But I am first and foremost a Broadway trooper. Mm-hmm. I will always rise to the occasion.
A wonderful quality, Emma Olivia. Bravo!
That humility, that generosity of spirit. One of a kind for sure, that Emma Olivia. I mean, Could you even imagine if there were two or three Emma Olivias? Wow, 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 wow! We'd all be taking Xanax like vitamins! But if only there was one Emma Olivia waiting right now in the wings, ready to go on! They must be freaking out backstage!
Have you seen Emma Olivia?
What? Isn't she in her dressing room?
Okay. When did you last see her?
Around 45 minutes ago. She was doing her deep breathing exercises backstage, and her psychoanalyst, I believe his name is Dr. Harold, was on speakerphone. Have you checked with Stavros?
Not yet, but that is a great idea. Gotta go, bye.
Oh. Hey, Andrew, have you seen Emma Olivia?
Around 20 minutes ago. She tackled David Corns because he was telling Natasha Katz that he saw Macbeth at BAM last week. You know Emma Olivia and her superstitions. Never say the M word anywhere near her.
Jeez. Is David okay?
I think so. But Paul Tazwell was caught in the crossfire when Emma Olivia thought Paul was holding peacock feathers.
Oh, what? You gotta be kidding.
Nope, not kidding.
Is he okay?
A little bruised, I think, but okay.
Hey, okay, have you seen Kay?
Stage left, I think. Bobby, so not my place, but you might want to give her space tonight.
400, 401, 402.
Stavros, places in five.
Places?
Places, you know, places.
Sorry, I'm new here. What does that mean?
Oh, wow, okay. You need to get to the wings pronto. The show is starting in just a few minutes and you gotta be ready. And I know you're going to be spectacular, Stavros. You got this.
Thank you, Zoe. I really don't know about that, but I'll give it my best. I'll be there in just a sec, just a few more push-ups.
Okay. Question, have you seen Emma Olivia?
Not since last night. She wrote something on a piece of paper how she never wanted to see me again. I think she was in character. I took it to mean she needed some time alone. So I slept on the cot in my dressing room last night.
Whoa, you did?
Yeah. Emma Olivia is the star. Whatever she needs to get into the zone, I totally respect.
Wow. Okay, thanks.
What the hello is going on? Doesn't Emma Olivia own a watch? Not even one of those cool new Apple watches that does everything for you? I mean, with all her trampolining, you'd think she'd be tracking calories burned. I don't know about you, but I walk in circles every night in my apartment to reach my daily goal. Crazy. It does sound crazy now that I'm saying that out loud. I'll check back in on that. Anywho, looks like everyone is in their seats. The curtain is about to go up. All we need is the star. Yoo-hoo! Will somebody please get that diva backstage?
And Stavros. What a discovery! A total triple threat and then some. He's certainly taking the Broadway world by storm, and no one's even seen the show.
Oh, right, him. Yes. You know, it is a stormy situation. It's not what you think, Julie. Can't act, can't sing. I mean, I'm gonna have to carry him every single night. It's a giant burden, for sure. But you know me. I'll do whatever it takes for this special show.
But
I know, so selfless. Yes, yes it is.
Okay, and I understand you're Stavros' girlfriend.
Let me set you straight, James. He was my boyfriend. My boyfriend. Emma Olivia and her no name, no talent, personal trainer.
Okay.
What the hell? What do you mean you haven't found Emma Olivia? Curtain goes up in 8 minutes. Find her.
This is absurd. She's got to be here.
We need our star. Where is she?
I found her. She's on the red carpet talking to Julie James.
What? Get her out of there now. She's got to be in costume and ready to belt in 6 minutes.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to kill her before she gets killed by the Williams.
I got her. Don't worry.
I'm going to call me. Drop it. Drop it. Drop the dress. I was right in the middle of my interview. How dare you? And watch my chiffon train.
What were you thinking? It's curtain. Get yourself in costume immediately.
This is my show, Steve. And if I want to talk to the press to generate PR for my show, I'm going to do it. I mean, someone's got to do it. I certainly can't count on you and Cheryl to handle that responsibility. The curtain will go up when I'm good and ready.
Steve, keep things calm. She's about to go on stage.
I will not be calm. This is madness. Ugh, thank God we have Stavros. He's the real star of the show anyway.
Steve!
Chill. I've got this. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's all going to be fine. Let's just get you ready to go on.
Emmy, there you are. So glad you're here. You look so beautiful. Happy opening night. I'm so excited and honored to get out there on stage with you.
No! What the hell?
Olivia, what have you done?
I'm okay. Not to worry.
Oh, come on. I'm doing this for dramaturgical reasons. I have to save the show. To save it for everyone. For Bobby and Thomas. For you and Steve. For whoever that ensemble is filming me right now is. Okay. Okay. Now the show can finally open, right? It can open. It can work. I mean, it's all about the work, Cheryl. It's always about the craft. It all comes down to what's on the page, right? I mean, we got into this business to play. We are a family, right? I mean, this is a community. I love you all. And to the camera, to all of those wonderful people out there in the dark. My people.
Oh my God, what just happened?
She just pushed Stavros down the stairs and went all Nellie O'Hara.
Stavros!
Is Emma Olivia okay?
Are you okay?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm trained in gymnastics, so I just turned the fall into a side aerial double front and landed it perfectly. Not a scratch on me. See?
That must get very expensive.
We have to find Emma Olivia. We have to stop her.
And where is our bonkers diva? In the alley midway through an epic rant. And oh, is that the Broadway disher? What perfect timing. Can't wait for that tweet.
They love me. Right, I'm Emma Olivia. I'm Emma Olivia. The greatest star of them all. Patti LuPone? More like No-Pone. Like anyone would care about Stavros in my show. I mean, that whole team, everybody has gone crazy. I mean, the whole world loves me, right? I mean, but the best part of any show I'm in is me! Me! Emma Olivia! Emma Olivia! Oh my God! Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What about the opening night? Oh, I have to get back in there. Oh God. Oh God. 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 Oh God. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I can hear you. Yes. Yes. A nunnery. Oh, a convent girl. Like Sally Bowles. Like Sally Bowles, but younger. Oh, I could try nonsense. Nonsense. But method. I could actually become a nun. A nun. Yes, yes, that's what I'll do. Immersive theater. Immersive theater, that is the future. That's where I will shine. Oh, it is time to take my career back. Time to be Emma Olivia again, not Stavros' girlfriend. Wait, who are you? Are you filming me? Put that phone away. I said put that phone away, girl! Yeah! I am a treasure! I am the golden girl! I am the golden girl! Stavros!
O-M-M-O. Emma Olivia went full Grey Gardens in the alleyway behind the Hellinger on opening night of Avatar before a banshee swooped in and took off with her, and I got the whole thing on film. Anyone want to watch? But what does this mean for the show? Fine, I'll go on. Just hit me with a hot one, boys. Hashtag, it's time for my close-up.
Emma Olivia is flying over Times Square in the arms of a banshee.
Ooh, we're stuck. No understudy, as per Emma Olivia's damn contract.
I don't know why we ever agreed to that.
Because Maxwell Fernsby is a greedy idiot who connived to give Emma Olivia everything she wanted as part of his avatar power play.
What happened to that guy anyway?
Frank! Great to see you. I'd love to grab 5 minutes of your time if I could. I have a great idea for a segment on the new generation of agents.
Sorry, who are you?
Maxwell Fernsby, C-A-A-A.
Sure, why don't we do next week? Just call my office.
But if you have time now before the show starts...
I really need to get to my seat.
Maxwell, this isn't the time. Mr. DeLella is trying to be kind, but he has no idea who you are and wants to get to his seat.
Sorry?
I expected more from the Max I thought I knew. Oh, sorry. You're a Maxwell now, aren't you?
I know that voice.
Can you get me a venti Cap'n Crunch Frappuccino with extra Java chips and whipped cream?
Oh my God! It is you!
That's right, Max. Your boss, Charles, an actual agent, has returned.
And those dimples! Charles! My God! They're like craters on the moon!
Yes, I look like I'm smiling even when I'm furious. Max, I'm furious now. Can you tell?
Not at all. I mean, you look very dashing. You said you're furious?
That barely covers it.
But Charles, I mean, look at all the CAAA clients involved in the biggest show of the decade.
Max, I've been keeping a close eye on everything. And what I've seen is shameless greed, graft, and manipulation. That's fine if you're a senior agent, but from a very, very junior agent, such as yourself, shocking and unacceptable, and also highly illegal. I've looked over the contracts you drew up. None of them are enforceable.
I was just trying to do what I thought you would do.
Seriously, Max? Oh, you've gone totally Eve Harrington on me here. Look, here's the bottom line. You're not agent material, not even close.
I could work in the mailroom.
We're going paperless.
You're gonna regret this, Charles!
Max. Agenting is an art. We exist to serve and elevate our clients, not to manipulate, malign, and mistreat them. When I saw Sidney Pollack play Agent George Fields in Tootsie, I knew being an agent was my destiny. You don't have the deep passion or respect required to carry the CAAA flag, Max.
It's Fernsby.
Frank, great to see you. Sorry about my former assistant. Shall we head in? Can't wait to see what all the fuss is about.
The show is supposed to start in less than 5 minutes. Emma Olivia is airborne. What a nightmare! Oh my God, what are we going to do?
I've got it. Deborah.
What?
Deborah. Deborah can play Trace.
What?
What?
She knows the whole show and she's a fantastic performer.
That's true. I heard her singing the score in between auditions. She's got a great voice.
This is unheard of. We can't put our casting director on as the lead in our musical minutes before we open with no prep at all.
Oh, yes, we can. Amazing idea, Kay.
Shut up, Bobby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show will be starting momentarily. We are having a slight technical glitch. Nothing to worry about. We should be getting things underway in just a few minutes. Oh, and would Deborah Hannaford please come backstage? Thank you.
What? Me? Huh? Excuse me. Hi, sorry. Yep. Nope. That's me. Yeah. I don't know either. Can I just... Thank you. Okay. Thank you. So sorry.
I don't think this is a good idea.
What choice do we have?
Public flogging. That's theatrical. Can we do that? Somebody get my lawyer on the phone.
Oh, really productive, Steve.
Deborah. Hi there. So great to see you.
Hey, what's going on? I mean, is everything okay? Okay, well, obviously not because I'm standing here. So what is happening?
Look. We're having a tiny little issue, and we'd love for you to go on tonight for Emma Olivia.
Sure. Funny. Seriously, what's happening? What's going on? Why is everyone staring at me?
Honey, Kay summed it up beautifully. We're thinking that making a little cast change this evening is the way to go.
Wait, I'm sorry, am I being pranked? 5 minutes to curtain and you guys are taking the time to prank me.
Actually, no, Deborah, it's not a prank.
Well, this is insane. I cannot go on. What the hell are you thinking? I'm not an actor.
No, you are a great actor.
Was an actor, and also not so great.
Yep, you were great. And you are great.
Well, thanks, but I ran into a little problem called extreme stage fright. You know that, Kay? You know very well what happened to the Amundsen. Center stage on opening night, for heaven's sake, is the very last place in the world I should ever be.
Katy Perry has stage fright, and look at her.
Beyonce still suffers from it.
And Barbara Streisand has it. The Babs.
Yeah, not helping. You people are crazy.
No, Deborah, you can do this.
No, I cannot do this. I don't know the show. I don't have a clue about the blocking, not to mention costume, hair, makeup.
Honey, I know. It's a lot to take in, but you can do this. We'll get you through it.
She's right. What are we thinking? Deborah can't do this. It's not even fair to ask her.
Excuse me, I'm going to have to jump in here. Deborah hasn't even bonded with the Banshees. This is a very, very dangerous move.
Thank you, Cheryl. And Bill, finally, some clear thinkers.
No, Emma Olivia, no show. We close before we open and become an epically tragic theater story. But we still have time to save this thing. Deborah, be our hero.
Hey, do what you need to do. But I? I need plausible deniability. I'll see you all later.
Wimp!
Guys, come on, help me.
Sorry about this, Deborah.
What the hell are you doing?
This look should work. We're taking a few liberties, obviously, but it's in the Navi zone.
Let's do this, Deborah. We'll have fun. Give me your hand. Just follow me.
And just how did Deborah do? She killed it! Deborah and Stavros both killed it! The crowd is on their feet, showering these new superstars with love as I narrate! Let's catch up with the post-show celebratory festivities. I think Zoe is about to take the stage!
Thank you! Thank you, and thank you! I'm Zoe Taylor, director, choreographer of Avatar, the musical. How incredible. You're all here with us tonight to celebrate our opening night. I can't believe it. Your incredible support and enthusiasm fuels us all. Please, let's give you a round of applause. Yes, yes, and yes, I am not going to kid you. Tonight was rather dramatic, and not just on stage. Thank you all for embracing our slight last-minute change of plans. Live theater, what can I say? And again, our hearts go out to the Broadway disher and her unfortunate Banshee encounter during Act 2. I've been assured that that was a rogue event that will never, ever happen again. I am told that she's recovering nicely. And I'm thrilled to announce that there will be a role in Avatar waiting for the Broadway disher when she's able to walk again. Yes, yes, and yes. This entire process has been filled with challenges and huge leaps of faith. Frankly, I can't believe I'm standing here tonight. Faith indeed. Just 8 months ago, we were all staring at a blank page. How were we able to go from ambitious dream to opening night in such a short time? Well, we have the Dream Team, folks. What can I say? That's why we are here tonight. Now, when I call your name, please come join me on this stage. First, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge our brilliant producers, Cheryl Phillips and Steve Jones. Always so thoughtful, kind, present, and generous. They have had my back 24/7. Thank you so much.
Oh, she's gonna ruin my reputation.
Not a chance.
And our visionary designers, David Korins, Natasha Katz, Paul Taswell. Our musical director and orchestrator, Alex Lacrimore.
And what would we do without our banshee wrangler, the legendary Bill Berlone?
Bella! Wolf! Flash! Sherlock!
And I... We would be nowhere without our science consultant, the brilliant, charming, and so inspiring, Andrew Barth Feldman. And a moment for Broadway's newest superstars, Stavros and Deborah Hannaford. Deborah, darling, I'm blown away. I'm speechless. You certainly made history tonight. And finally, our creators, Kay Fields and Bobby Kearns.
Hi, Kay. I'm so happy to see you.
Zip it, Bobby. Let's just get this over with.
Zoe, is it okay if I say a few words?
Of course, Bobby. Please.
Oh, shit.
Well, this is unexpected. What is composer Bobby Kearns up to?
Hello? Hello? Is this thing on?
You're all set, Bobby. I was just using it.
Oh, thank you, Zoe. Sorry. I'm really a behind-the-scenes guy. Oh. I wanted to thank everyone tonight, particularly Deborah. Thank you, Deborah. And to take a moment to talk about the creative process. My creative process, if I may. This incredible journey has taught me so much. Most importantly, I learned that I am nothing without a partner. A professional partner and a life partner. But not just any partner, someone who brings out the very best in me. Someone who inspires me, fascinates me. Someone who not only completes my sentences, but makes them so much better. As Yoko Ono once said...
Ah, I was with him completely until Yoko Ono, but I get what he's doing. This is just beautiful. So beautiful. I need a hanky.
A dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together is a reality. As Kermit the Frog once said...
Oh no, Bobby, stop. Kermit? No! You're going to ruin the moment!
And I quote,
maybe you don't need the whole world to love you. Maybe you just need one person.
Kay, that person is you. You push my buttons. All of them. I love you.
This is totally humiliating, Bobby. But I love you too.
Oh, this is too much. Too much. I am totally and utterly verklempt.
Oh, I think I'm getting a cavity from all this sugar.
Oh, wow. Bobby, Kay, everyone. And now you can understand why the show you just saw is filled with magic, imagination, and love. Thank you so much for coming on this journey with us, and we'll see you all at the Met for the after party.
Come on, let's go to the open night shindig. Time to party.
Finally, something we agree on.
And a wild night was had by all, me included. What a party. Good thing the show's a hit. Can you imagine? The party of the century and the show's a flop? Awkward. Personally, I'm off to the gym in a sec. I devoured an entire platter of pigs in a blanket last night. Mmm, so good. Worth every bite. In my opinion, they should be mandatory at every single party. Sorry, I digress. Let's end this tale where we began, with our intrepid creators, Kay and Bobby.
Oh, please. Read it again.
Okay. In an era in which existing IPs are enough for most producers, most creative teams, and most audiences, the most audacious, stylish, eccentric, and downright entertaining show of the last 30 years has just opened. Not only has Avatar done the unthinkable and brought the Mark Hellinger back to life as a Broadway house, but the show itself has done something almost as desired. Brought musical theater boldly into new terrain. For once,
theater aficionados and tourists can agree on something, and it's this. Avatar is a must-see.
Oh, I can't believe our show brought Frank Rich out of retirement.
Right? God, I can't believe it all worked. And I can't believe that Thomas insisted that his name be removed. Oh, it's so delicious.
You're so delicious.
I feel like the weight of the galaxy has been lifted off of our shoulders.
We deserve a nice, long vacation.
Are you thinking about tan lines again?
Of course I am.
Yeah, me too.
And so we leave as we began. Kay and Bobby are partners in work and in life. Mega producers Cheryl and Steve still can't stand one another, but are being hailed as the producing team of all time. Zoe Taylor is clearly established as the visionary director who will bring her talents to the Tokyo Olympics, along with her science consultant buddy, Andrew Barthelman, of course, who I'm hearing has accepted the lead in Fantasy Island, the musical. Emma Olivia is locked up in what she thinks is a secluded convent, but is actually a penitentiary. I heard Maxwell Fernsby is in Times Square, dressed up as a flying monkey, handing out flyers for Wicked. The Broadway disher is recovering nicely from that unfortunate Banshee incident and is giddy about her upcoming role in Avatar. Deborah and Stavros are bringing down the house 8 shows a week. And me? Well, I guess it's time for me to mosey on. Other shows to narrate, other lives to observe, you know. But I did want to say, from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, so sorry, so sorry. I have to interrupt. Just thinking. Bobby, you know, forget baseball musicals. Backstage musicals never get a fair shake on Broadway.
What do you mean?
Well, look at everything we just went through. Right, Glamour, Betrayal, Love Triangles, True Love, Overnight Stardom. That's a musical. That's a great musical.
Wait. The day after we finally open Avatar, and you're talking about adapting that whole ordeal into a show?
Oh my God. Oh my God, you're right. You're right. Sorry. Sorry, I got carried away. I'm gonna grab a pen.
Thank you from the bottom of our cold hearts for listening to As the Curtain Rises. A gargantuan thanks to our brilliant cast. James Monroe Iglehart as producer Steve Jones. Lilius White as producer Cheryl Phillips. Ashley Park as book writer-lyricist Kay Fields. Michael Urey as composer Bobby Kearns. Sarah Stiles as diva Emma Olivia. George Salazar as agent Maxwell Fernsby in the bathroom. Ariana DeBose as director-choreographer Zoe Taylor. Andrew Barth Feldman as science consultant Andrew Barth Feldman. Ramin Karimloo as the dreamy Stavros. Bonnie Milligan as casting director Deborah Hannaford. Leslie Margarita as the Broadway disher. Actors Fund president and Broadway legend Brian Stokes Mitchell as Maxwell Fernsby's boss, Charles. Frank DeLella as New York One's Frank DeLella. Sirius XM On Broadway program director Julie James as On Broadway host Julie James. Jacob Smith as the Lyft driver. Animal trainer Bill Berlone as banshee wrangler Bill Berlone. Our Broadway fans and opening night crowd, Broadway Briefing's Matt Britton, Deadline's Greg Evans, Broadway.com's Jimmy Neutron himself, Paul Wantrick, Variety's Stagecraft podcast host Gordon Cox, Theater Mania's managing editor David Gordon, Playbill's director of social media and creative strategy Felicia Fitzpatrick, drama critic Peter Marks, Alan Seals, Brittany Bigelow, Lauren LaBeouf, Marty McGuire, and Jake Smith. Additional red carpet voices by Johnny Pearl, Justin Zelke, and Andrea Levine. And me, the incredible 2-time Tony Award loser, Alex Brightman as the narrator! Written by Dori Berenstein and Mark Peikert. Directed by Dori Berenstein. Music, sound editing, and design by Bart Fassbender. Avatar music by Matthew Sklar. Sound engineering by Alan Seals. Produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, and the Broadway Podcast Network. Associate producers Brittany Bigelow and Marty McGuire. Associate directed and sound edited by Marty McGuire. Executive produced by Liz Armstrong. And absolutely everything else by our extraordinary BPN team. Brittany Bigelow, Joanna Nikolova, Katie Rosen, Cindy Schatz, and Beatriz Westby. As the Curtain Rises was created and recorded entirely in quarantine. This Broadway soap opera celebrates and supports the Actors Fund and the BPN Frontline Worker Initiative, which you can find at bpn.fm/frontlineworkers. That's bpn.fm/frontlineworkers. And finally, a very special thanks to our producing partner, Liz Armstrong, for your extraordinary support and inspiration. Bye-bye! As the Curtain Rises through the Sound and Light Initiative is a sponsored project of the Gotham's Fiscal Sponsorship Program.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.